As you all know, UK's Prime Minister Liz Truss resigned. She was the shortest-serving Prime Minister of Britain. Her tenure lasted for only 45 days. In this video, we're going to understand what are the reasons behind her resignation. Along with that, I will also tell you why Rishi Sunak lost the Prime Ministerial race to Liz Truss. Plus, I will also tell you why Boris Johnson resigned. So before we start, I want to show you what Russia said about the outgoing Prime Minister Liz Truss. Russia's foreign ministry on Thursday said, and I quote, "She was a disgrace of a leader who would be remembered for her catastrophic illiteracy." And by the way, the Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman said this, not some man. It's a woman who said against another woman. So it is perfectly alright, nobody has to get triggered or feel bad about the comment. And by the way, there's a lot of truth behind that comment, and I will elaborate on that. So it all started the day Boris Johnson resigned. If you remember, he resigned on 7th July. I will briefly elaborate on Boris Johnson's resignation. What I can simply say is that you will always find him as a young teenager who tries very hard to look cool and active. Maybe it is his obsession to look young, talking style, his hairstyle, marrying a younger woman, a lot of times lying and getting caught, throwing booze party, etc., etc. So he's like that person who wants to know everything and wants to do everything in life. If you see, that quality is not at all good in politics, because politics is all about perception. And as a politician, you have to be very careful how people perceive you. You cannot go around doing whatever you feel like. Boris Johnson lacked political depth, and not just political in general. He's not a critical thinker. Look at all the controversies around him. Chris Pincher's affair. Boris Johnson was aware of the allegations against Chris Pincher, and he still appointed him as deputy chief. Later, Boris Johnson was caught lying about it, and he apologized. The second one is Partygate scandal. He broke the lockdown rules and invited a lot of people on his birthday. He also went on a bring-your-own-booze party during the first lockdown. And the people who were invited to his party, many of them were fined. And then there was also a report that during lockdown, he was doing a lot of party with his friends and colleagues. So all of this sends a negative signal among the public. The third one is regarding a controversy around one of his MP, Owen Paterson. He was accused of taking bribe from big companies. Basically, he was lobbying for big corporations in exchange of money. The House of Commons committee had suspended him for 30 days. It was Boris Johnson who paused his suspension, and it looked as if he was trying hard to save him. And later on, Boris Johnson admitted, and he even said he made a blunder. And the fourth reason is, he also increased taxes in April. Actually, if you see, this reason was not in Boris Johnson's control. Due to Russia-Ukraine war, there has been a rise in oil prices all around the world. When oil prices increase, naturally the cost of living will increase, the cost of food will increase, common people are going to suffer. On top of it, if any government increases tax, then obviously public will not like it, and the opposition is going to take this as an opportunity to criticize. So although this decision was not in his control, but being the head of the government, he will have to take the responsibility. And the last reason is, look, we all know that Boris Johnson became the Prime Minister as well as the leader of the Conservative Party in 2019. And there was only one reason for his success, Brexit. The whole Brexit negotiation took more than 2 years. It was Boris Johnson who contributed towards speeding up the whole process. That was the only sole reason he got the majority backing. But since then, he did not do anything significant for Britain. Now that you have pulled out Britain from the whole European Union, he should have done more, right? Because now there is no European Union countries that will help Britain economically. Britain is on its own. Brexit is also one of the reasons why today Britain is desperate to secure a trade deal with India. So anyhow, these are the main reasons that have collectively led to Boris Johnson's political downfall. After him, the Conservative Party appointed Liz Truss as the next Prime Minister. Although she had previously held various cabinet offices under Prime Ministers David Cameron, Theresa May and Boris Johnson, and most recently as Foreign Secretary before becoming the Prime Minister. She has been a Member of Parliament for South West Norfolk since 2010. And if you all remember, when she was the Foreign Secretary, she was taught a good lesson by the Indian Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar. I guess you all have watched that video. That was the first time people got to know about her double standards, because she made no sense. In fact, when she was competing against Rishi Sunak in the Prime Ministerial race, Rishi Sunak was leading the race in the initial phase of campaigning. But later on, he lost due to his growing unpopularity within and outside the Conservative Party. And I will tell you why all of this happened. When Boris Johnson was facing a series of scandals, which I told you about, Rishi Sunak was the British Chancellor. He resigned before Boris Johnson and he did not even show any support towards Boris. Although he may have been right in his decision, but the Conservative Party did not see it that way. And then immediately after his resignation, Rishi Sunak gave his name for Prime Minister candidature. And that is what made his party members believe that maybe he brought down the Boris Johnson government for his personal ambition. Apart from this, even Rishi Sunak had some controversy regarding diverting money from one part of the country to another part of the country during his tenure as Chancellor. And then he is also the son-in-law of Indian tech giant Infosys founder Narayan Murthy. So naturally he has a wealthy status. So a typical British citizen would have questioned about his loyalty. And the fact is, he has been pretty vocal about his religious inclination. Rishi Sunak ne ye kaha hai ki wo ek gauravshali Hindu hai aur yahi unka dharm hai. For this statement, he also received some backlash. Plus, you have to understand that Britain once ruled India for more than 200 years. Today, if an Indian goes on to become the head of the UK Parliament, it is definitely going to upset a lot of people. This is a fact. It is not a baseless argument. That is why there are many in the British Parliament and then there are many pressure groups in UK that do not want a person of Indian origin to be UK's Prime Minister. Anyhow, so his downfall turned out to be positive for Liz Truss. And that is how she became the 15th Prime Minister of Britain. And then you have also seen how the Queen appointed her as the Prime Minister on 6th September. 2 days later, on 8th September, the Queen died. The whole country entered the period of mourning. As you know, Queen's funeral procession continued for 10 days till 19th September. During this period, UK's politics was suspended. But at the end of the week, that is after 19th September, Liz Truss, the new Prime Minister's official downfall began. She had a bunch of policies that she wanted to badly implement. Actually, if you see, all this planning was going on during Queen's mourning period. But the politics of UK was suspended, that means the government will not roll out any new policy. They had to wait as a mark of respect. After 19 September, Liz Truss revealed her policy. She and her finance minister announced a stimulus package of £45 billion in tax cut, which will be funded by government borrowings. See, tax cut means a reduction made by the government in the amount of tax that people pay. But in the middle of economic crisis, how can a government cut taxes? That is where her government came up with the idea of borrowing. Now, government borrowing means the money that the government borrows to spend on public services. Basically, government is taking more loans in exchange of government securities and treasury bills. And where does the government borrow from? They borrow from the financial market, that means private corporations, then banks in the name of small saving funds. Then provident funds. Governments also borrow from other countries. In return, they have to pay interest. Now think about it. If the government plans on cutting taxes, then obviously the rich will also benefit from it, because they fall in the maximum tax bracket. That means if you're cutting taxes for the rich, and these rich people will also invest in government bonds, wherein they are going to earn interest. So if you see, the rich will benefit from this tax cut plan. And today, whatever the government borrows, it turns into public debt. That means the public debt is going to increase. And as you know, public debt is socialized among public. So the future generation has to pay more. Anyhow, so her tax cut plan was actually beneficial for the rich people. Now this is what created instability in UK's financial market, which further led to sharp fall in the value of pound. Actually, her government's plan was to borrow money and spend it immediately for boosting economic growth. But then her plan backfired. And then the Bank of England had to step in to protect the value of government bonds. She and her government was heavily criticized, and then few weeks after, she had to scrap this plan. And always remember, during recession or high inflation, the best thing a government should do is to control money supply in the market. And the central bank does it by increasing the interest rate. But here, Liz Truss wanted to cut tax and borrow more money. That means she wanted to spend more money. That also meant she wanted to increase the supply of money in the market. That is a good recipe to fuel inflation and it will also increase mortgage rates. So this is where she did a huge blunder. Every country's central bank is currently increasing the interest rate to tackle inflation. And here the UK government was doing the opposite. And that is why she was called as catastrophic illiterate. In fact, even Rishi Sunak warned her and told her not to go with this program of tax cuts. But as you know, she was very adamant. And the final blow to her political downfall came from her Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, wherein she said that a trade deal with India would increase migration to the UK. Her remarks came at a time when India and UK were negotiating a free trade agreement. As I said earlier in this video, this free trade agreement with India is a crucial deal for UK after Brexit. And then she also made a mistake wherein she used her personal email ID to send an official document regarding migration policy to her colleague. The government's immigration policy is a market-sensitive issue because it is somewhere linked with the upcoming financial statement designed to stabilize the markets. So these were the reasons for her resignation. And even she was not in favor of Liz Truss policies. And all of this together led to the resignation of Liz Truss. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.